Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
The Wanderlover podcast was created with a mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. We're talking time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, online business mentor for coaches and creatives and full-time world traveler. You'll hear episodes recorded from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Bali, and remote surf islands around the world. Tune in every week for strategies around online business, social media, mindset, and interviews with other inspiring entrepreneurs that will empower you to build the business and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's get started. If you've been enjoying the Wanderlover podcast, if you've been tuning in and finding inspiration and taking away value, it would mean so much to me if you could take a second to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I continue to record these episodes for you every single week and take all of your comments and feedback to heart. Thank you guys so, so much. Hello, my loves from Mentawai Islands, Indonesia. I am back in the tropics after a really long journey, and I am just feeling so good, so happy, so tanned and skinny, like back to my surf everyday fit self after spending, you know, the past two, almost 3 months in New York. I've definitely put on a bunch of winter weight, and I just feel at home here. I feel like I've been spending most of my life the past few years in the tropics, and so being back in this climate in Indonesia, one of my favorite countries, it just feels so grounding, and I'm very, very happy to be here. My skin is also loving me because in New York, it's quite dry in the wintertime, and I literally have to like lather myself in lotion every single day, but here it's pretty hot, so I'm glowing and I love it. Another thing about being back here, guys, is that the audio quality may be a little off. Of course, it's just open air. I can hear waves crashing in the background. I'm staying oceanfront at a luxury villa. And so, you know, done is better than perfect, and we just have to go with what we've got. Today's episode is going to be about traveling to the Mentawai Islands, how I got here, and giving you a taste of what Indonesia is like, because I think it's such a fascinating country. And most of the people I talk to, they have no idea where the Mentawai Islands are. Even my parents, I've been going back to Indonesia every year, and you know, I lived in Bali in 2019, but I haven't been back since 2020, and my parents still think I'm going back to Bali every year, and I'm not. So this is going to be a little geography lesson, a little bit of current events, but also my recommendation on how you can visit this little piece of heaven on earth if you wanted to. So when I say Indonesia, most people just think of Bali. And yes, Bali is in Indonesia, but it's just one of like 18,000 islands. There's more than 18,000 islands that are part of Indonesia, and Bali is just one of them. The capital is Jakarta, so it's not even Bali. And the capital is located on the main island of Java. And what I find so interesting, so fascinating, is that the island of Java has more than 150 million people living on it. It is the world's most populated island. And it's like, just to put it into perspective, The UK, the entire population of the United Kingdom is 67 million. So it's double the population of the UK just on this one island. Like not even in all of Indonesia, not even, you know, the 18,000 islands. It's just this one island. So yeah, it's a very, very big country, very populous. It's the world's number fourth most populated country after India, China, and the US. So there's a lot going on. There's also so much biodiversity. It is the world's second most biodiverse country. It has like dragons, like Komodo dragons, tigers, orangutans, so much marine life. It is amazing for diving. And so I just think Indonesia is such an incredible country that doesn't get the spotlight that often. But I'm so grateful to have found this and to be sharing this amazing country with you. Doors to the Wanderlover Business Academy are officially open for a limited time only. If you are a new coach or creator and you want to start your business in 2024, then this is for you. The Business Academy is our tried and tested online course designed to give you the tools and strategies to build your business and, of course, to create your freedom-based life. You get trainings, tools, templates, live calls, accountability, and 24/7 support from me in our Facebook group with so many lovely people there to celebrate every single milestone with you. Check out the link in the episode description where you can get started for just $97 a month. And of course, DM me with any questions. I hope to see you inside. The national currency is the Indonesian rupiah, spelled R-U-P-I-A-H, and as of March 2024, one US dollar is around 15,500 rupiah. It's a little hard to calculate in the beginning, but over time you get used to it. I kind of just divide everything by 15,000 to get like a USD rate. Of course, it changes with the euro and the Australian dollar, so depending on like where you're coming from, it will also be a different rate for you. But for me, I divide everything by 15,000. And it's been like this since when I first visited in 2018. It's been around, you know, in between the 14,000 and 16,000 mark. So I wouldn't say it fluctuates that bad. There are so many different religions in Indonesia, but the main one, 87% of the country is Muslim. So depending on which area of Indonesia you are, there's going to be different islands, different places that practice different religions, but most of the country is Muslim, with the exception of Bali. Bali is Hindu. And then there's also a bunch of Christian islands and Christian places. So for example, the Mentawai Islands, heavy, heavy Christian influence. And so it just really depends. Like last year, we spent a lot of time in Java and it was heavily Muslim there. And it just really depends on where you go. Which brings me to my next point, that there are so many different geographical like units, almost like provinces in Indonesia. So they consist of Sumatra, where I am right now, Java, where I was last year and where Jakarta is, Kalimantan, Nusa Tenggara, which consists of Bali, East Nusa Tenggara, and West Nusa Tenggara, Sulawesi, the Maluku Islands, and Papua. So Papua New Guinea is its own country, but West Papua is part of Indonesia. And what's really cool about this area is it shares a bunch of land borders with countries, but also like a bunch of maritime borders. And that's why it's so easy to get to like Singapore or Kuala Lumpur. It's just very connected in this area of the world. There is still so much to explore in this country, but I am pretty familiar, obviously, with Bali. Like I mentioned, it's part of Nusa Tenggara. Sumatra, so the Mentawai Islands are part of Sumatra, and last year when we were in Nias, that is also part of Sumatra. Spent a lot of time in Java, and that's where Batu Karas is, and next month we will be going back to Rote, which is part of East Nusa Tenggara. So many people, you know, they take trips to visit the orangutans, to Komodo Island, to see all of the Komodo dragons, and I haven't done those trips yet, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you're never going to finish exploring this country. There's just so much to see. What I love about Indonesia is not only the surf, and there is world-class waves like on a lot of islands. I wouldn't say every island, but on many of the islands, you'll find so many good waves because of the geography of how it's located. The swell comes from the south of Africa and it just builds through the Indian Ocean and it hits all of these islands. So geographically speaking, it has the world's best, most consistent waves. It's literally paradise on so many of these islands, like with clear, clear blue waters, palm trees, and the people are just so nice. No matter where you go, I just make friends everywhere and I really vibe with the locals here. I've never really gotten into any like negative situations, any drama. The locals in the water when you're surfing, they're like so nice. It's not like in other countries where they get really aggressive because surfing can be like kind of aggressive sometimes. But I meet so many people. I love the food. The food is different on every island we go to. And there's just so much to see. And it truly feels like home at this point. I've spent a lot of time here and I tell all of my friends about it. Only good things, of course.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Right now, I am in the Mentawai Islands. I've never been here before, but Rags and I have wanted to come here for so long. It is literally paradise. We are staying in a luxury beachfront villa called Villa Onu. I will link it in the episode description. And it's in front of Lance's Right, which is a really famous wave and it's very consistent. I've been watching incredible surfers surf every day and there's a lot of professionals here. I've met a few pro surfers, which is just really, really cool. It took almost 4 days to get here from New York and I'm just really happy this trip was worth it because it took a lot of planning and a lot of traveling. So what we did was first flew from Newark Airport to Singapore. That was a direct flight that was almost 19 hours long. And then we had a transfer to Kuala Lumpur. We left the morning of Sunday and arrived in Singapore like Monday evening. Then we flew to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and then we had another night there and then flew to Padang, which is where we crossed into Indonesia and stayed overnight in Padang. We then woke up super early to take a fast ferry from Padang to Tua Pajat, which is the main harbor of the Mentawai Islands. That was around 3 hours long. It was very early morning. And then once we arrived, we needed to take another like 1.5 hour speedboat from Tua Pajat to Villa Onu. And after all of that travel, I was like, oh my God, I need a coconut. And lo and behold, we were greeted by coconuts upon arrival, which was just one of the highlights of my trip. Like after so much traveling, you're like, I just need to be hydrated. I need to be back in the tropics. And then a coconut appears. It was amazing. The first few days I was here, I went surfing every day and I got so burnt. Like after I lose my tan, after being in New York or like Europe for a while, when you're not surfing in a bikini, I get really, really pale. And then when I go back into the water, I like burn. But then after I get my tan back and it's all good, but the sun here is very, very strong. It's only been a few days here, but I've found such a great community already. We are really good friends with the owners of this villa. And then there's also a mix of locals and expats who are based here. And it's just really fun to hang out with like-minded individuals. The villa itself, Villa Onu, it is in front of world-class waves. Like we can look out from our room and see the ocean, see the surfers. It's amazing. There's breakfast, lunch, and dinner included in the packages provided by a private in-house professional chef. Like I've been eating such amazing food The quality, the plating, the presentation is so good. And you can like request anything you want, from like ribeye steaks to sashimi that's freshly caught, or like creme brulee and macarons. It's actually insane what they are capable of. There is daily housekeeping. There's an in-house bar. There are fishing trips. And I also brought Starlink from New York, and it's been working amazing, minus some, you know, like little delays when there are giant thunderstorms. But with everything being said, like how remote we are, I think the quality of life here is incredible and exceeds all of my previous expectations. Next door, there's also Hollow Trees Resort with their own restaurant. So we'll go hang out there, work from there, go for like happy hours there. And they also have like a really, really delicious menu full of smoothie bowls and local food and Western food. So I'm just very happy to be here, and I want more people to know about this spot. Well, not a lot more people, because I don't want everyone coming here. It's kind of like my little secret, but I would love for my podcast listeners to really check this place out. There's really nothing to complain about. Some of you have also been asking me how I stay in Indonesia for extended periods of time. If you have an American or British passport, you can stay visa-free for 30 days. You can also apply for a 60-day visa online now. Like, you used to have to go through like a visa agency to do this, but we applied for 60-day visas online, and we think we're able to extend online as well. But it's, you come in for 30 days and you have the option to extend to 60 days. In the past, we've also applied for business visas where we're able to stay for 6 months. I also heard they have come out with like a digital nomad visa where you can stay for like 1 or 2 years. So there are a lot of options, but most people I know, they either stay for 30 or 60 days. And then if you want to go make a visa run, like go to Kuala Lumpur or Singapore for a week or two, you can also do that and then come back. So the plan right now is to stay for 60 days and we'll see where we go after. We might come back, we might not, but the beauty of this type of lifestyle is we're okay with the unknown. We like seeing how much we like a place and then deciding from there, instead of having to have our entire year planned out. So I'm going to be recording episodes from the Mentawai Islands for the next few weeks. Guys, if you want to check out Villa Onu Mentawai, you can email me at danielle@thewanderlover.com or DM me on Instagram for a discount code if you want to stay. I cannot recommend it enough, and I really hope you are able to fly to this side of the world one day, because it is absolute paradise. I will see you guys in the next episode, and sending you so much love from the Mentawai Islands.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.